Today is an historical, beautiful day in Superior.
That's Superior Douglas County Chamber of Commerce Director Dave Miner welcoming about 200 people at a hangar at the Richard Bong Airport for the announcement. There are several pieces, including local and state governments, in this deal that started last summer, competing with two other states for these aircraft jobs. The total package in loans, grants, and tax credits is $117 million, $112 million of that from the state. Governor Walker says this is the biggest jobs package the state has put together during his term.
Yeah. The money doesn't come if the jobs don't happen. So very much like we've done all throughout the past year, we put incentives, whether it's tax credits or other incentives, on the line, but they're all tied specifically into the number of jobs are created. So for us, they don't get the full amount unless the full 600 are created.
Kestrel Aircraft already has engineers working in Superior, where two manufacturing facilities will build the single-engine turboprop that can carry six people. Kestrel CEO Alan Klapmeyer says that's only the first part. Part two would build twin-engine planes. Part three, a corporate jet. Klapmeyer founded Cirrus Aviation in Baraboo, which he moved to Duluth 15 years ago. He left Cirrus in 2009. Now he's back.
I'm a Lake Superior fan, so with the lake and all the things, the amenities in this area, we really do think we're in a position to grow this company to, not going to get arrogant, overconfident, to world-class status. Which, I mean, we really are confident about that.
Construction on the manufacturing facilities will begin this spring. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.